Americans actually make a living begging for money. Professional panhandlers are called. Sometimes they make more than $100 cash a day. Joining me now, Fox Business Network's John Stossel.
Well, thanks, Stevie.
Tell me about freeloaders. Is it true? And how in the heck did we go from the WPA of the 30s and the Pride because they won't take money without work to where we are now?
You start giving people stuff, then people start saying, I'm entitled to stuff. I'm a sucker if I don't take it. The country changed with all those well-intended programs.
Gradual, evolutionary. How do we get it back?
You have to just get rid of the programs that give people handouts, have a simple low tax and fewer exceptions. And or look what happened with the American Indians. No group has been more helped, so-called, by government, and no group does worse. And yet the tribes that are not officially recognized, they do just fine.
But if you start taking this stuff away, you're cruel. You're insensitive. How could you?
Well, I think you're cruel and insensitive. Keep giving it out. It's like giving out to panhandlers. It seems like you're being kind to give the beggar a buck, but he spends it on booze. You're just an enabler. You're his worst enemy.
How many panhandlers are there? Do we have any idea?
No, they don't count. I get a beard and beg just to invite people into the story to think about programs which are mostly for rich people. But, hey, I was making at a rate of $23,000 a year,
wow,
which would have been tax-free if I were a beggar.
And what was that like? What'd that feel like, getting money from somebody like that?
At first, it's embarrassing, but then I kind of got into it.
Mm.
And, you know, first half hour, I said, homeless, please help, cold. And then I switched to, I'm not going to play with you. I just want a beer sign. And I thought people wouldn't give to the guy with that sign, but they gave at the same rate.
Wow. And there are so many programs, as you mentioned, John Stossel, that are out there. Most Americans don't even know about them. Some of the farm things that you discovered, that if you want to be a farmer as an African-American, you can get money.
Yeah, this was the Agriculture Department decided that we used to discriminate against blacks who ask for loans, which is another form of handout. And because we did, we will pay $50,000 to any black farmer who was discriminated against. But as lawsuits tend to happen, this is disintegrated into anyone who claims he attempted to farm. So, you know, if you say, oh, yeah, I once, nobody has the paperwork, but I applied once and I was turned down.
Wow.
97,000 people have filed claims. I mean, there are only 18,000 black farmers, but 97,000 people will be collecting about $50,000.
Okay. The woman who doesn't pay her mortgage. She hasn't paid for 25 years.
You know, the banks make paperwork errors, and they're sloppy, and all the news media is about, oh, the banks are abusing these poor people. But it's just an example of how that does also work the other way. And there are websites like youwalkaway.com that encourage strategic defaults. They say, live payment-free for 8 months or more.
That's just crazy.
Aren't I a sucker if I don't take a tax credit for a golf cart or a solar hot water system?